Facebook retargeting facilitates marketers to reach out to the users who visited their website but left without initiating a purchase. Facebook puts the relevant advertisements of the company in the news feeds of the users who share a similar interest or visit similar websites. Retargeting helps marketers to gain more engagement with their websites because the users get notifications and ads in the news feeds, which redirects them to the brand's official website from which they can make a purchase. Basically, it is a strategy used by organizations to increase more reach and sales on their website. Well, if we are talking about Facebook retargeting, then we have to know about a Facebook pixel. So a Facebook pixel is a group of codes that monitors the customer engagement on a brand's website. These set of instructions not only track the activities of the users but also maintain records of the particular users who visited the company's official site. It helps the brands by providing a list of users to whom they can remarket their products and services. Are you wondering from where you can get this Facebook pixel, and how can you make use of it for your organization? Facebook makes it simple for marketers to get onto Facebook pixel. Here is the procedure of implementing pixels for your company. Steps for creating Facebook pixels. Step 1, to create a pixel, at first, go to the Facebook Ads Manager, then click on Pixels. Then select Create a Pixel. Step 2, name your pixel. It should be relevant to the services provided by your brand. Step 3, then accept the terms and conditions for getting a pixel. Then select Create a Pixel. After creating a pixel for a particular brand, the next step is to implement it for your brand. These are the steps that you need to follow. Step 1, to attach the pixel to a company's site. First, add the pixel code to the head section of the company's site so that it will add the pixel code to all the other pages as well. Step 2, after adding the pixel to the company's site, then the next step is to get back to Facebook Ads Manager and then select Send Test Traffic. If the procedure is correct, the status will show as active. It indicates that the pixel is successfully attached to the company's website. The testing process usually takes about 20 minutes to get completed. So the marketers have to wait to get the status on their pixel. Well, if they are unsure about the process, then they can seek help from IT professionals to get the pixels attached to their company's website. How does Facebook retargeting work? The website makes use of cookies, that is a small type of data storage in which the web browser maintains a list of the users who visited the company's website or have shown interest in the advertisements appearing in their Facebook news feeds. The marketers can then use this information to reach out to these users and show them relevant ads whenever they visit any website that shares similar interest as your company. The users get served with the ads of the company after regular intervals after they have visited the particular website. These users are those who left their cart unattended or did not initiate a purchase. Steps to create Facebook retargeting campaign. If your company is willing to create a Facebook retargeting campaign, then you need to follow these 05 uncomplicated steps. Step 1, go to Facebook Ads Manager, then click on Business Manager present at the top left side of the screen. Then from the drop-down menu, select the option that says Audience. Step 2, now, the audience option will be available at the top left corner of the screen. From there, go to the custom audience, as it helps to create a campaign that will reach out to a more targeted audience, those who have shown interest in the products and services of a particular brand. Step 3, then, to reach out to the users who visited the website, pick out website traffic. Here a lot of options are available, but go for website traffic as we need the list of users that are to get targeted for the advertisement. Step 4, then select the target users to add to the list of audiences. Following is a list of categories which will help the companies to list out the users they wish to target. Users those have already visited the official website of the company. Users those look out for some specific services in the website. Users those are only interested in particular web pages. Users those have been inactive of the company's website for a lengthier period. A customized combination of the users. Step 5, attach the pixel code that gets generated by following the process that we have earlier discussed in the blog, and then the campaign is good to go. Power Ad Spy is an advertisement management tool which eases out the process of targeting audiences and reaching out to more users. It will help you search for advertisements according to your keyword. The tool will help you identify and bookmark the advertisements that are relevant to your search. It will display those ads that are related to the ads of your company. So by observing these ads, you will be able to create winning and appealing ads for your brand. The tool provides its features in social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Google. Strategies of Facebook retargeting. After creating a campaign, the next step is to start with the process of targeting the users. So let's look into some of the strategies that come handy while retargeting Facebook users. Website visitors. Specific post readers. Free trial users. Users who wish to know more. Incomplete sign-in process users. Pricing page visitors. To wrap it up. Facebook retargeting is one of the most useful tactics which will help the companies to grow more engagement in their official website by showing the advertisements and posts on the users' news feeds. The users get redirected to the brand's website so that if they get interested, they can initiate a purchase. The companies only have to follow the steps to create a campaign and check out the strategies to increase their reach. I hope the article helped you know more about Facebook retargeting. Is there something that we can include? Please drop your thoughts in the comments below. I would love to hear it from you.